This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. I am Suyash Maheshwari and you're listening to the Market Podcast. I have with me Money Control's Markets Editor, Kshitij Anand, who will be telling us about how the market fared in the week gone by and what to expect stepping into the next week. Hi and welcome to the show, Kshitij.
Hi, Suyash.
So how was the market action this week?
Well, Suresh, Indian markets, came under the bear grip this week as the relentless selling by FPI, that is foreign portfolio investors, accentuated after the budget imposed surcharge, on the super tax on the investments. In fact, the Nifty 50 fell below the 100 days simple moving average twice, but managed to close above for the week. Now, the benchmark Nifty as well as the Sensex fell 2.19% and 1.96% respectively. Among broader indices, the Bank Nifty closed the week down 2.78%, while the mid-cap and the small-cap indices fell around about 2% each. Among other asset classes, if you look at Brent crude, which jumped 4% on fears of geopolitical tensions in the Middle East and tropical storm in Gulf of Mexico, rupee traded flat during the week. Now, we have to understand, Suresh, is that, any rise in crude oil prices is something which will act as a headwind for Indian markets going forward. In fact, a week gone by, crude oil prices were trading around about $63 a barrel. Now, in fact, it has now inched up to $67 a barrel. Any movement above or towards the $70 a barrel could act as a headwind for Indian markets as well. Now, coming back to, the foreign institutional investors or coming back to what's happening in the markets, foreign institutional investors remain net sellers of Indian equities worth 1,998 crores this week as per SEBI provisional data. In fact, they have sold equities worth 2,592 crores in the month of July so far.
So what were the key business news this week?
Well, for the news, I think, if you look at State Bank of India, which has actually slashed lending rates by 5 basis points to 8.4% per annum from 8.45% across all tenors. And in fact, now that, SBI is the largest public sector bank, now most of the other banking stocks or the banking, major should follow suit, and we should see more rate cuts from other public sector banks as well. Now, coming to InterGlobe Aviation, IndiGo co-founder alleges corporate governance violations for related party transactions. In fact, SEBI is looking into the matter. Stock is down 13% for the week. In fact, if in case we don't see any further announcements around that, it could actually remain as an overhang on the stock for the coming week as well. Coming to the auto space, Hero Motor Corp increased prices of its motorcycles and scooters by up to 1%. So definitely, that's one there. Apart from that, JLR June sales were down 9.6% to 47,000 compared to same period last year. Domestic PV sales were down 17.5% to 2.25 lakh units in June from 2.73 lakh units according to SIAM. Coming to the Maruti Suzuki, in fact, it is the largest Indian manufacturer, which has cut vehicle production by 15.6% in June in the June month. This is the fifth consecutive month production cut according to a regulatory filing. Now, we have to also understand Maruti Suzuki has been under pressure for quite some time now. In fact, it is trading below its 200 days moving average and is consistently hitting 52 week low as well. So yes, this stock is down for quite some time now, and if in case we don't see any recovery in the monthly data or monthly production data in the month of July, there could be further pressure on this stock as well. Apart from that, Airtel Africa listed on the Nigerian Stock Exchange on July 9th in 1.36 trillion naira flotation, turning the telecom company into Bourse's third largest stock by market value. Global brokerage firm UBS has lowered India's GDP growth forecast to 6.7% from 6.9%, citing slowdown of consumption demand. So I think these are the few important business action which happened around the week.
Okay, so what were the global cues this week?
Well, I think in the week, we saw bears actually controlling the market, which pushed the Nifty below 100 days exponential moving average. But then again, global cues in terms of Fed booster short, the Jerome Powell testified before Congress, hinted that the Congress, in fact, the central bank is prepared to cut interest rate to support the economy. Or this dovish commentary actually helped risk on sentiment, which not only, brought shortcoming rally towards Indian markets, but we saw saw, the global sentiment, across the globe. In fact, we saw, rally, not just for Indian markets, but across the globe. U.S. stocks hit a fresh record high, and India managed to, or Nifty managed to, come above 100 days exponential moving average and 11,500 and 11,550 levels as well.
So, what about the earning announced by TCS and Infosys?
Well, when we come to, earnings, TCS, the bellwether of Indian IT industry, the second largest company by market cap, just below, Reliance Industries, nearly 8 lakh kind of market capitalization, sort of disappointed the street. In fact, it reported a mixed set of numbers. The Q1 PAT came in at 8131 crores versus 8126 crores, gain of slightly around about 0.1% on a sequential basis. Apart from that, revenues came in at 38,172 crore versus 29,368 crores on a year-on-year basis, a jump of around about 11%. Apart from that, IndusInd Bank, the Q1 PAT rose at 1432.5 crores compared to 1036 crore, a jump of 38%. The net interest income stood at 2,884 crores for the quarter end in June compared to 2,122 crores in the year-ago period. Infosys, which came out with numbers, post market close on Friday, reported better than expected results in June quarter. Although the net profit, sort of fell down on a quarter on basis, but on a year-on-year basis, it rose by 5.3%. In fact, the IT major also increased FY20 revenue growth guidance range to 8.5 to 10% in constant currency terms, while maintaining operating profit margin guidance range of 21 to 23% as well.
So, can you talk us about the mutual fund data of this month?
Absolutely. It was in fact inspiring, looking at the mutual fund data that we have. In fact, although investors pulled out 1.6 lakh crores on a net basis from mutual fund schemes in June against a net investment of 76,989 crores in May, mainly due to, persisting weak confidence in debt-oriented plans. The flows from SIPs continued, so that is definitely a heartening sign. Apart from that, net outflows from debt-oriented schemes were more than 1.71 lakh crores in June against inflows of 70,119 crores in May. It was basically the AMFI data. Apart from that, let's also focus on CPSE ETF 6th tranche, which came in. In fact, the government is planning to raise up to 10,000 crores from the 6th tranche of CPSE ETF, which would be launched on 18th of July. In fact, the government has so far raised 38,500 crores from a series of 5 tranches. It has set the target to raise up to 1.05 lakh crores through divestment of, in 2019 and 20, up from 85,000 crores. So definitely government is also looking to raise money from different aspects, and CPSE ETF tranche is also one of the measures.
Right. What about the rainfall surplus?
Well, if you look at the, monsoon update, overall rainfall deficit for a period June 1 to July 10th has come about, negative 28%, as the country received overall 217.7 millimeter of rainfall against 252.6 millimeter according to IMD. In fact, the worst affected regions are, south as well as east and northeast India, received significantly less rainfall. Sowing of key kharif crops such as rice, soybean and corn has been lagging. In fact, farmers have sown crops on 9.1 million hectares as of June 21st, down 12.5% compared with same time last year as per data from Agriculture Ministry. Now that we are talking about rainfall, let's talk about some of the macro numbers as well. In fact, the June retail inflation, which came post-market hours on Friday, stood at 3.18%, and the industrial production growth came in at 3.1% for the month of May.
Right. Please run our listeners to the key economic events and major earnings to look out for next week.
Right. So, the next week, I think, Suresh, it will be dominated more, it will be dominated by earnings, macro factors, as well as the earnings. So, in terms of macro factors, I think the July, WPI inflation will be in focus after the CPI data that came out on Friday. WPI data for the month of June will be in focus. That will be on Monday. Apart from that, balance of trade data also will be in focus. That will also come on July 15th. Now, in terms of earnings, DMart, Wipro, Yes Bank, L&T Finance Holding, Hindustan Zinc, Reliance Industries, in fact, Dabur India, and then we got HDFC Bank on Saturday. All these companies will dictate the trend for the market in the coming week.
Thanks for these insights, Chitij. So with that, it's a wrap on this podcast. If you have any queries or questions you would like to ask us, do write us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.